When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
I hear music when I look at you, a beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start, then melt away. I hear music when I touch your hand, a beautiful melody from some enchanted land. Down deep in my heart, I hear it say, is this the day? I alone have heard this lovely strain. I alone have heard this glad refrain. Must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you. Beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Well, listeners, if you think somehow you stumbled onto The Song Is You with Bonnie Grice, I have to slightly disappoint you. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for that other great show, Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. And you heard the mellifluous tunes and cool jazz stylings of Chet Baker singing one of the great songs ever written for the American canon. So great, in fact, that Bonnie Grice here at our station has adopted it as her theme. But today we are going to pull the camera back, as it were, and today's theme on Broadway to Main Street is The Song Is Kern. Of course, specifically Jerome Kern, the Olympic composer of the American Popular Songbook, who wrote that song for Music in the Air, with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. And today we're going to take a tour through Kern's amazing career. I'm going to warn you in advance, we're not going to play anything really from Showboat, because there's so much to cram in, and we already have a Showboat show, which I'll talk more about later. Well, Jerome David Kern was born into a family of a Newark shopkeeper, department store owner in 1885, and at one point he supposedly wanted to go into the family business, and instead of ordering two pianos for the department store, the story goes, he accidentally ordered 200. That meant he was not destined, thankfully for all of us, for the dry goods business, and he went and got musical training both in New York and in Heidelberg. and lived in London for a while, where he started writing songs that were interpolated into sort of ninth-rate British shows that came to Broadway at the turn of the century. It simply means he wrote songs that were stuck in, and it didn't matter because there really weren't plots. He became an indelible part of American music. He started in 1905, literally wrote hundreds of songs, and then in 1914 he wrote a song that many critics feel, humanized the American musical sound away from European operetta, away from vaudeville, into something very moving and very speakable and very performable. So to introduce that song, we have two of the greatest performers, I think, ever in the pop canon, Sammy Davis Jr. and Carmen McRae, to sing the Jerome Kern standard, "They Didn't Believe Me."
And when I told them how beautiful you are, they didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your cheeks, your hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the loveliest girl that one could see. That I'm the girl whose boy one day you'll be. They'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen me. And your eyes, your curly hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the handsomest boy that one could see.
And when I tell them, and I'm certainly going to tell them, that I'm the man whose wife one day you'll be, they'll never believe me. No, they'll never believe me. That from this great big world you've chosen.
Well, from the great big world of the Broadway musical, we have chosen Jerome Kern to shine the spotlight on today. And what better composer could there be? He is the backbone of American popular song. In 1915, he teamed up with a writer named Guy Bolton and a lyricist named P.G. Wodehouse, the latter of whom lived out here in the East End in the Hamptons, to write a series of shows called The Princess Theater Shows. These were small, contemporary, intimate, charming. I think I've been a better word than charming. Accessible, that's a good word. Shows that really captured the imagination of Broadway. Here's one of my favorites. It's from a show called Nobody Home, which you'll never see revived ever, but it's sung beautifully by Sylvia McNair and Hal Kazalet. And the accompaniment and the musical arrangement is by Stephen Blyer, one of my great chums from the New York Festival of Song. And, listeners, it's one of the few songs I know of that sings about, of all things, the Long Island Railroad. So here is The Enchanted Train Music by Jerome Kern.
There's a train that pulls out in the twilight, quite the best on the list of all trains that exist, for it brings the commuters home.
When the stars up above shed their shy light, happy men come again back to fair flashing Maine, Auburndale, Little Neck, Plando. Every day, if you were that way, when shades of night are falling,
you can hear gentle voices a-calling,
all aboard, please, all aboard, please, all aboard, all aboard.
Dear magic train that brings you home again, how I shall wish it could fly. I shall worry and want it to hurry and stare at the clock as the minutes crawl by. Down at the gate I shall listen and wait. Oh, how excited I'll be, and how I'll cheer it at night when I hear it bringing you back to me. It's quite a humble train, you know,
and some folks grumble that it's slow.
It stops to ponder now and then.
The air inside needs oxygen.
It's not like some trains known to fail,
but it's enchanted just the same.
It bumps as though the wheels are flat.
It rattles too, but what of that?
Every bump and every jump seem but to whisper clearer.
Getting near, getting near, getting nearer. Soon be home now.
Soon be home now.
Soon be home. Soon be home.
Magic train, hear it sing that refrain. Near, getting near, getting near. But what I mean it, I feel that each minute is just about six times as long as a year. If cruel fate made me 1 second late, goodness knows what I would do. No train could be quick enough to suit me when I'm coming back to you.
Magic train, hear it sing that refrain. Near, getting near, getting near.
But while I'm in it, I feel that each minute is just about six times as long as a year.
If cruel fate made me 1 second late, goodness knows what I would do.
No train could be quick enough to suit me when I'm coming back to you. Could be quick enough to suit me when I'm coming back.
I'm coming back.
I'm coming back to you.
Baby!
That was Frank Sinatra and the Tommy Dorsey Band rendering one of Kern's great hits of the 1920s, Who, from the musical Sonny, which was a follow-up to the musical Sally, both of which had Marilyn Miller, and I think you can understand how deep and tragic and profound they were simply by comparing their two titles, i.e., not much at all. Well, in 1927, Kern went on to do Showboat, which changed the American musical forever. On Broadway to Main Street, I've devoted an entire episode to Showboat, and you can find that episode by going to www.broadwaytomainstreet.com, our new website that archives all of our over 100 programs, and Showboat is under the show section. Surprise, surprise. But now we're going to turn to some slightly less well-known Kern songs and a group of amazing female singers. Boy, did Kern give the female singer stuff to work on. You're going to hear Bill, sung by Jean Lehman. Now, Bill was originally written for a number, bopped around a number of early Kern songs before it arrived forever into Showboat. We'll hear the original lyrics by P.G. Wodehouse from an earlier incarnation. And then we'll go into a wonderful song from a follow-up to Showboat, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, 1929, show called Sweet Adeline, with a brilliant song called Why Was I Born, sung by Rebecca Luker. So both these songs were more or less introduced by the great Helen Morgan. So here's our little Helen Morgan tribute on Broadway to Main Street.
Used to fancy them. spending these lonesome evenings with nothing to do but to live in dreams that I make up all by myself. Dreaming that you're beside me, I picture the prettiest stories only to wake up all by myself. What is the good of me by myself? Why was I born? Why am I living? What do I get? What am I giving? Why do I want a thing I daren't hope for? What can I hope for? I wish I knew. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do? Why was I born to love you? Why do I want a thing I daren't hope for? What can I hope for? I wish I knew.
That was the great Broadway chanteuse and actress Rebecca Luker. She devoted a whole album to Jerome Kern, came out about a year ago, called I Got Love. By all means, check it out, and you can hear even more wonderful renditions of the music of Jerome Kern, the great composer we are celebrating today on Broadway to Main Street. Well, one little-known fact is in the national tour of Showboat, the character of Magnolia was played by Irene Dunne. And when talkies came along a little later in the 1920s, she moved to Hollywood and had a great career, beautiful presence, both on stage and in film and comedies and musicals and dramas. And here is Irene Dunne to sing one of the great songs from Music in the Air, I've Told Every Little Star.
I make up things to say on my way to you, on my way to you. I find things to say. I can write poems too when you're far away, when you're far away. I write poems too. But when you're near, my lips go dry. When you are near, I only sigh. I've told I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I've told ripples in the brook, made my heart an open book. Why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer, yes. Might as well confess, if I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too, but oh my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me?
Irene Dunne from Music in the Air. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of Southampton, New York. And we are turning our attention to a man who needs no introduction but deserves so much attention, Jerome Kern. Today is called The Song is Kern. And we are going to go to a show that was not successful called Very Warm for May, but rendered one of, if not the greatest, song ballad ever to appear in a Broadway show, rendered impeccably by Joe Stafford. Here is All the Things You Are.
Of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know moment
that you got me going, what you gonna do? Is it up to me? Is it up to you? What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun? We have necked till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a game of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, heaven or maybe hell. What is it gonna be, love or gin, wife or sin? Let's begin. You've got me going, what you gonna do? Is it up to me? Is it up to you? What kind of game is this we've begun? Was it done just for fun? We have necked till I'm wrecked. Won't you tell me what you expect? Is this to be a game of kiss and never tell? Folly and farewell, heaven or maybe hell. What is it gonna be, love or gin, wife or sin? Let's begin.
That was Margaret Whiting, another great female singer who went to town with Jerome Kern. She actually recorded a wonderful, one of the first Jerome Kern songbooks in the mid-50s. Let's Begin. That's from Roberta, 1933. And now we're at the halfway mark. Let's begin discussing Jerome Kern's Hollywood career. He went to Hollywood in the mid-30s, and unlike, say, Richard Rodgers or Lorenz Hart or Cole Porter sort of liked it. Oscar Hammerstein, there's a good example. He really liked Hollywood. He thought it was fun to be there, and he liked he had a beautiful home, and he was a book collector, and he liked the social life there, and he certainly liked the weather. Well, he teamed up with Hammerstein in an absolutely absolutely forgettable film with Irene Dunne called High, Wide, and Handsome. But it rendered a song that for me is another one of the greats in the American canon. And it is so impeccably performed and movingly performed by Nina Simone in our next cut here that I think you'll be moved by its many dimensions as well. You all know it. You've never heard it sung like this. The Folks Who Live on the Hill, rendered by Nina Simone.
This song is dedicated to the memory of my dear friend, the Prime Minister of Barbados, Mr. Earl Barrow. Someday we'll build a house on a hilltop high, you and I, shiny and new. A cottage that two can fill, and we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Someday we may be adding a thing or two, a wing or two. We will make changes as any family will, and we'll be pleased to be called folks who live on the hill. can leave us. We'll sit and look at the same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill. And we'll be pleased to be called what we have all.
Wow. Well, we've heard some astonishing ladies, Joe Stafford, Margaret Whiting, Nina Simone, singing Jerome Kern. Let's bounce it back to one of the most charming gents in the American popular songbook, Fred Astaire. Fred Astaire had introduced a lot of songs on stage by Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, the Gershwins. It took him a while to get to Kern, but when he did in 1936 with Swing Time, he hit one out of the ballpark. Here is a late 50s or middle 50s recording with Oscar Peterson of a classic introduced by Fred Astaire, and here is the man himself, lyrics by Dorothy Fields, The Way You Look Tonight.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but your lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that little laugh that wrinkles your nose just touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Oh, won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look. Just the way you look tonight.
Well, Fred, the way you sound this afternoon sounds pretty good to me. This is Larry Maslon. Our focus on Broadway to Main Street today, of course, is Jerome Kern. And his Hollywood career not only changed up the game, a lot livelier, peppier contemporary songs, but a whole new host of lyricists. We heard him with Dorothy Fields just now. We'll move on to Johnny Mercer, with whom he wrote a film called You Were Never Lovelier, and then Ira Gershwin, with whom he wrote the movie Cover Girl. Here is Mary Clare Heron, one of my favorite singers, to bring a full, fascinating dimension to the song You Were Never Lovelier.
I was never able to recite a fable that would make the party bright. Sitting at the table, I was never able to become the host's delight. But now you've given me my after-dinner story. I'll just describe you as you are, in all your glory. You were never lovelier. You were never so fair. Dreams were never lovelier. Pardon me if I stare. Down the sky, the moonbeams fly to light your face. I can only say they chose the proper place. You were never lovelier. To coin a new phrase, I was never luckier in my palmiest days. Make a note and you can quote me on her brow. Than you are
tonight. Now that dream is here beside me, long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed, you're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was
far away. I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long the skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed, you're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine, Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you.
Just one look and then I knew
that all I longed for long ago.
That was Dick Haymes and Helen Forrest singing an immortal rendition of Long Ago and Far Away from the film Cover Girl. Lyrics by Ira Gershwin, music by Jerome Kern, who we're celebrating today. We could celebrate Jerome Kern any day, all the time. But here is a song I discovered at an encore's performance of Sweet Adeline from 1929. It blew the audience away. No one saw it coming. It's only been recorded once by John McGlynn in, I think, the early 90s. You'll hear Chris Gröndahl and Brent Barrett and Judy Kay sing this amazing choric number called Some Girl Is On Your Mind. And if listening to it, you don't believe, as I do, that Jerome Kern was a national treasure and worth listening to over and over again, well, I don't know what to do with you. Anyway, it was lovely celebrating the songs of Jerome Kern today. Here is the second act, astonishing number from Sweet Adeline, music by Jerome Kern, lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein, Some Girl Is On Your Mind.
Come back to me, I am waiting all alone. You know I yearn for your return. Come back and be my own. Jenny, how I miss you when I see a moon. How I long to kiss and spoon. Please come back and be just the girl for me, pretty little Jenny Lee. Please come back and be just the girl for me, pretty little Jenny Lee.
Have one on me, drink hearty, sir. Here's to your girl. that string to her. I don't mind if I do. I think you need a pal to tell your troubles to. Why do you get moody when the other boys are having fun? Why do you get blue and want to run away from everyone? Some girl is on your are drowned here. There isn't one who could be found here if some girl would be kind. I am no exception to the rule. I wouldn't try to warn you. There's someone on my mind.
Have one on me and drink hearty. We're in the same boat, all of us.
Half the time when you fall, the very girl you want won't fall for you at all.
And that is why you're always moody when the other boys are happy.
One who could be
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, we'll catch up some other time.